First, I want to say I'm the secretary, so I make the minutes. You find that in your in the map?
In the group?
It's the minutes from the first meeting. You find the next minutes. Also there. Then, I want to hear from you what you've done. And after that, I have some new product requirements. So, and after that, we have to make decisions what we will do. And then we're ready. We have 40 minutes for this meeting. After that, we'll have lunch. So first, I want to ask the industrial designer to tell what he did.
Saving on my computer, my presentation. My computer, where?
What's the name?
What's the name? It was about the working of the remote control.
The technical function of functional guidance.
Working is a safety. Well, I don't know where it is.
This is project documents.
I'm what this can do. Working cell. That's the empty one. And I have one
presentation.
Working cell. Open it. Okay, here it is.
So there's
okay. A little later, but there it is.
So,
okay. It's a little difficult what I'm going to tell you. It's about the working of the remote control. I just had half an hour to study it.
10 minutes to tell.
10 minutes to tell it, okay. I think it will be a few minutes.
Okay.
First, I'll tell you something about the findings, what I discovered about the remote control, the working body of it. Then I'll have some kind of map, and it's the top of the remote control. With a little bit of science, I'll show you in a few minutes, and then what I'll think about it. First, the findings. The remote control. control is a very difficult thing to explain to just all of you who haven't seen a remote control inside. There's a lot of plastic on it because it's not so expensive. And there are a lot of wires which connect the components in it, the battery and switches and things like that. It's a lot of small electronics, so it won't be too expensive to build it. Maybe €12.50, I think we will make it. And here I have the top of the remote control. And here's some kind of chip. On top of this, there are the numbers. You have all on your remote control and the teletext button. Here's the battery. When you push the button, it will be sent to the chip. And the chip will send it to all kinds of sub-components. That's what I said, it's very difficult. And after that, it will be sent to infrared, and that will send it to your television. That's a short how it works. I think I can make it difficult, but we all don't get it. My preferences is it won't be, you shouldn't make it too big, also for cost. We should only put one battery on it, a long-lasting battery, also for the cost. Use only plastic, not other materials, also because of the cost. Not too much buttons on it. We can also make a button with a menu button, and then that you will see it on the TV, and on the TV you can switch into the menu. I think it's easier. And the bleep signal, you told us, but we can also use it a bleep like something when the battery is empty, then there's a bleep. You have to change it in a week or something. And also the bleep, what I told you about when you lost it and you push a button and then you were bleep bleep, and we will find it. This is just
two questions. The battery. You say one battery is cheaper. Why?
If we use only just one small pen light, then it will be cheaper than when we use two.
When you use two, you can use it two times longer.
Yeah, but then we'll have to make the remote control long lasting. Just
the size of the remote control.
Yeah.
Okay, and the buttons. When you use it on the television, you need the television which can use it.
Yeah, but I think this our remote control is for the televisions we sell in our company,
mm-hmm.
Or is it also for other company for other televisions?
I think we have to use it also on other televisions.
Then this is an option.
So
maybe just a menu button to use it on our televisions and. We make it easier for our televisions, and on the other televisions can also use it, but then
I think about two different things, so you have to choose one. It has to work on all televisions.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, then I think the menu button will only work on the newer televisions, and we will look forward and don't make a remote control which is for all the televisions. And I just have one more idea, maybe it's one of your past, but to have a trendy remote control, we can also make something like the Nokia mobile phones to change covers. So if you have a trendy house with all red, yellow and something, then you can put a red cover on it. And also different things. Yes?
Will this add to the cost?
Then it won't be, we will have just one cover on the original one, and then you can buy the covers.
Yes, but you have to be able to change it, because it makes it more difficult to design.
think it will be a little more difficult, but not too much. Just like with Nokia and mobile phones.
Much more Nokia telephones than this one.
Yeah, but then we'll have to just put five covers on it and see if it works. If it won't work, then we'll get something else. And we won't go further with it.
Are the profits bigger than the cost?
Cover made in China, it won't be near so expensive, I think.
And also design cost. I don't think when you have a remote control, do you change the cover?
Maybe
Would you change the cover?
I won't, but maybe I think trendy people or like children, when you can paint on it, and the children think, "Oh, this is my remote control. I made a picture of it."
I think there are two less people who change it for good profit. So.
The other people, do you think about it?
Yeah, it's a good idea, but if yeah, I'm not sure if it will make profit enough to but it's yeah, it's a original idea.
Yes, it is. I don't think we have to do it.
No.
You're crazy, man. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
That's clear. Okay, thank you. So now the user interface.
Oh, that's yes, well, I shall give a short talk about the technical function design. I thought the technical function design was for a remote control to have some influence on the TV set, both audio and video, in a cordless way, no cords attached, and well, it all by pushing a button on the remote. That was from my own experience and the previous meeting. I find some interesting quotes on the web. Well, the same idea here. Message to the television. And well, basic operations like on and off and switching channels and maybe teletext or something like that. Well, these are two remotes, and that's our dilemma, I think. We just heard from the industrial designer how difficult it is, but shall we make a basic remote control with just swapping channels and volume and the power button and, well, nothing much more, or more functions on the remote, maybe more devices you can influence. A radio or a video recorder, VCR. Yeah, well, that's our dilemma. Any ideas about that? Basic or multifunctional?
We will back on that later.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, that was just on my mind, so I didn't know what way we would go. Yeah, well, that was my functional talk.
Presentation about market, about what people think. We did a usability lab test with 100 persons, and we looked at several things. Among them, design. Did the like the use of it, what frustration they had while using remote controls, what will be our market, and we asked them if we had some new features, if that would be a good idea or not. Well, our findings. Our users, they dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. They especially found them very ugly, and they also found them hard to learn how to use it. We also zap a lot, so zapping should be very easy. And 50% of the users only use 10% of the buttons, so a lot of unused buttons. There's more findings on the buttons, which buttons find users very important and which not, and how much should they use them. Well, the most used button is the channel selection, and we asked them how relevant they think the buttons are. The power, volume and channel selections are very relevant. Table text is less relevant but also important. Not important, they found the audio, it's not the volume but specific the pitch or the left or right, the screen and the buttons and channel settings, and they also are not used very often. Then we have a few graphs about the market. Here we can see what the market share is of several groups. As you can see, most users are between 36 and 45. The younger group between 6 and 25 is not very big. And to come back on the swapping things, I don't think, I think the younger will be most interested in it, but they are not a very big group. And here we ask them, how would you like a new feature? If you have an LCD on the remote control, what would you think of it? Now you can clearly see young users say from hey, that would be very nice. And all the users think they're scared to change, I think, but they won't like it. And another thing, how would you like to have speech recognition on it? Well, here you see the same young users think that's an interesting idea, and old users not. Well, we found out that there are two several markets at which we can aim. The first are the younger, the age between 16 and 45. They are interested in the features, as you can see here. And they are more critical on their money spending. The second group is the older group, the age between 46 and 65. They are less interested in new features, but they spend their money more easily. Now, if we look back at this graph, we can see that among the first group is about 60%, and the second group about 40%. So the first group is bigger. Well, then I come to my personal preferences. The first question is also we have to ask, is at which market do we aim at? Of course, saying we aim at the young group doesn't say that old people won't buy it, but less of them will buy it. What I found, even young people say it's hard to use remote control. So if you make a remote control that is very easy to use, that's especially aimed at this group, even the young group will also be more interested. And we can make special features, but I think it looks nice the first time. But when you use it, I don't know what's the good thing of speech recognition. that's the second point. Less important functions should be discarded from the remote control. It's about a discussion we had earlier. You can find most functions on a TV set. So you don't have to have a lot of audio options or screen option to change the brightness of these things. Well, the design is very important. One thing I didn't say of him is that a lot of users often said when I would buy a good looking remote control, if there would be one, but they found most remote controls very ugly. So the design of our remote control is very important. And yeah, it should be very set friendly, as most users use it for that. Those are my findings.
Okay.
I have one question. If we aim for the younger people, and there will be a lot of features like LCD or the speech recognizing, the cost will be a lot higher.
Yes.
I think we don't have that in our budget.
No. And I don't think €25 for a remote is really cheap or something.
No.
So it's, yeah, it's hard to get the younger group.
I think LCD is cheaper than speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that can be a good option.
Just the LCD.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
New product requirements. First, teletext. We have internet now, so we don't need the teletext anymore. So, not necessary. Next, only for the television, so we don't look at other things like the radio or something. Only the television. Third, we look at the age group of 40 plus, no, younger than 40. Big group, and like you showed, not very much people buy our stuff. Fourth point, our corporate color and slogan must be used. Very important for the design. So you can see it on our site. Next. We have to make our decisions what we want to do. So, like you said, we need to put it in document. We have to decide what controls do we need. So maybe you can tell us.
Maybe you can put that description on the product requirement you just said.
Sorry?
The requirement you just said.
Yes.
Maybe you should put that for description about that.
Yes.
I personally think teletext is a good option. Not everyone who's looking to speak can go to internet when they want to see the latest news.
We don't really. It's a
requirement. Not my requirement.
We'll just have to do that.
We have to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
No discussion about it.
No.
Unfortunately.
So, what controls do we need? First.
Well, a power button.
Okay.
I think separate channels. So.
Channel.
But then both the separate channels, so 0 to 9 or something. volume.
Example.
Oh, mine.
It was the
technical.
Do we make a menu?
Menu? Yes. Here are television. Do you have menu? I think there. Only one or two numbers.
Yes.
It would be quite easy to have four arrows, left down for channel selection, left right for volume, and a menu button. And if you press the menu button, you get into the menu and you can use the same buttons, but you can just scroll to the menu and change the options
on the LCD screen.
Well, that depends on if you have the menu on the TV. You get the menu on the LCD screen on the remote control.
I think it's better to have it on the remote control. Because it has to work on all televisions.
Sure. Yes.
And then we come to the casts.
Yes. But if we have
well, we aim at the younger market as they as we see in the usability lab, they will buy a nice looking remote control, and also to find the easy to use part very important. So if you have LCD screen and not too many buttons, I think that will increase even when it's a bit more cost, it will still sell.
Now we don't have a lot of buttons. This is enough.
Mute.
Maybe in the menu.
Yeah, but then it's always more than one thing to do.
That's enough for the next phase. So we can go on to.
But now we have only the buttons, and we don't yet have to decide what the remote control would look like. Or
no, that's for the next phase.
Okay.
Conceptual design.
So, okay.
Still find the minutes in the project document folder, inclusive the buttons. Or in the video action, you can find them in the email. So now it's time for lunch.
Okay, you ready?
Thanks for coming.
Dank u.
Ciao.
We zijn weer vrij vlot klaar. Ik denk dat we even niet wachten tot het laatste vraag.
Oké, oh ja, ja, ja.
Dan komt ook voor minuut 5. En dan hebben we echt.
Ja.